Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning.
We can look ahead to a pretty different climate in Washington and the one that may make us feel as if we're out here on our own.
Well, a lot of people feel that way and are feeling a real deep sense of unease with all of this.
Yeah.
And where we go from here is part of the conversations that we've been having ever since the election in November. Well, we're going to have one of those this morning, too. Now, you know that about this time every year, attention turns to the coming legislative session. But this year, the new session starts just as a new administration is taking power in Washington, a very different administration that may be far less in sync with many of the values of Hawaii. As we've talked about on this program before, Hawaii may see fewer federal dollars and have to do more for itself. Continuing our look at how local lawmakers are viewing the new session and the way it may pave the way for future sessions, Senator Laura Thelen, Senate co-chair of the Women's Legislative Caucus, joins us now. Good morning. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning, Beth Ann and Chris. Thank you for having me.
As we just mentioned, that sense of, you know, people feeling deeply uneasy about the coming administration, what that means for Hawaii, what that means for our view of civil liberties, women's rights, certainly the women's marches that are being promoted now by the Women's Caucus. It all brings into question so many issues. Last year, the Women's Caucus was so instrumental in working to end the backlog, for example, of the untested rape kits, and also shaping how new kits will be tested, what happens from, you know, this point forward. How does this changed climate inform or perhaps shape what happens for the Women's Caucus this year and as we move into the future?
Well, I think we have to take a look at, you know, what's going on federally. And one of the concerns we have is there is a Federal Violence Against Women's Act that has changed state laws, our federal laws across the country encourage change behaviors, taking violence against women more seriously and trying to end that violence and have consequences for that violence to change behaviors. But I think we also have to be a little optimistic and say, what can we do locally? And there's a lot of opportunity to change things locally. So we don't have a state Violence Against Women's Act. We have a commitment. We have a lot of good laws, but we need to take a look going forward. If we can't rely on the same federal funding sources, what can we do locally to make sure that we are reducing violence against women, that we have real consequences for violence against women? So this year, we're going to take a look at, are the existing Hawaii state laws effective? Are there things that we can change to make them more effective? And we want to make sure that the changes that we've started, such as the testing of the untested rape kits, are actually implemented statewide across the counties and that we do smarter law enforcement so that we have consequences against people who are committing violence against women, children, and others.
You alluded to the fact that we have some pretty good laws, but how they are enforced and how that continues into the future with greater consequences, perhaps even as you say, do we need a state law for violence against women? That all seems to be a direction that we've been building toward for some time. What has to happen in this session that actually moves that forward beyond knowing that we need to move it forward?
Well, the Women's Legislative Caucus has been having meetings. Yesterday, we met with the judiciary, and we're trying to figure out what is happening with these domestic violence cases. And the reality is a lot of them are pled down to a lesser offense, a petty misdemeanor, and no consequences. So we want to work with the advocates, with the law enforcement, to decide, is there another way, aside from what we have in our laws right now, where we can have different charges pressed against offenders, first-time offenders, perhaps offenders with no weapons, where we can have immediate consequences. So perhaps we can stem somebody who is not a serial domestic violence offender, but stop it before it goes too far. So I think we need to get into the nitty-gritty details about how law enforcement is handling these cases, why there isn't consequences, and what adjustments can we make to our existing laws to make sure that there are consequences to these kinds of actions so that they stop. Because the ultimate goal is to stop violence against women. We have, unfortunately, a serious problem with sexual assault, with domestic violence, and it's kind of swept under the table, but it's affecting a lot of lives, not just for the victims of domestic violence, but also the children who are in the households. Because when they witness this day in, day out,
they think it's normal.
They think it's normal, and that's the best predictor of are they going to go on to either become a victim or to become an aggressor themselves and perpetuate the trend. And so we need to stop it.
Do we have a really good number of how many women and families are included in that, aside from the, you know, the statistics that we always hear about how many women will be experiencing other domestic violence or be raped within a lifetime?
One of the challenges we have, and again, the Women's Legislative Caucus has been working with the police departments on all four counties, the prosecutors, as well as the judiciary, is all the data is kept in silos. So one of the discussions we're having is if we have a state Violence Against Women Act and we move towards that, we need to have a better report card so that we're able to take information from these different jurisdictions and compile them. We do have a uniform crime statistics report. So again, it's a matter of adjusting the laws, adjusting the data reporting so that we can get a clearer picture. And we as a state can start to make some deeper progress, you know, and constructive progress on these issues without having to rely on the federal government to come in to rescue us.
Will we see a bill to bring a state law against violence,
I think,
or women against women?
What we are definitely going to see is a number of smaller bills and working the continuation of certain working groups to get standards and practices like the testing of the rape kits. We're going to see some laws to follow up on that, and we may build towards a state Violence Against Women Act. We are continuing to work to show at the federal level that there is strong support for these programs. So the state is also hosting a women's march. If you support women's issues, you support actions to help women, children, families. On Saturday, January 21st, there's going to be a march that starts at the state capitol at 10 a.m. and then a rally that follows at 11:30 a.m. So please feel free to join us on Saturday, January 21st.
Beyond the rallies, beyond getting everybody together on that day, which we've talked about and going on in many states and certainly in Washington, the idea that there needs to be concrete steps is the point that you've just outlined. Where do we go from here? What I'm hearing you say is that we may not get to a bill this year that would bring a state law against for violence against women, but that it may be building to that for subsequent sessions and to be able to build on what the AG, what the Attorney General's office, will be doing for the untested rape kits going forward and the new kits that come in the coming years.
The Women's Legislative Caucus will have a package of 10 bills for this session in 2017, and those bills will probably have aspects of what would subsequently be put into a Violence Against Women's Act if we take that step. But we certainly are going to have at least 10 bills this year that the Women's Legislative Caucus will be promoting around stopping violence against women and around women's health issues. And so we will be having some legislation to follow up on the testing of the untested rape kits, because that's not been completed. All we got after the law we passed last year was an inventory and a working group that is saying that they're going to be making some changes. But we want to make sure this transitions from talk to actual implementation, because too often we fall down between those two steps.
Well, that's going to have to be a rollout of that, because clearly with 1,900 kits, it's going to be measured and paid for.
There'll be a rollout of the testing of the backlog, but we want to make sure that they implement standards and practices so we don't create a new backlog that we're dealing with in 5 years from now. The other jurisdictions that test rape kits have found that the testing uncovers serial rapists, which then helps smart prosecution and targeted prosecution to reduce sex assault. And that's our goal.
I want to thank you for coming in. We'll be checking with you as session moves through.
Thank you very much.
Senator Laura Thielen represents the 25th Senatorial District from Kailua through Waimanalo to Hawaii Kai. She is the Senate co-chair of the Women's Legislative Caucus and will be active on many of the bills that we've just talked about.